Triple M's Dead Set Legends. Saturday mornings from 9 for CMI Toyota, South Australia's number one Toyota dealer and the home of 1 hour express while you wait servicing.
Triple M Sport.
Geelong has moved to the top of the AFL ladder after one of the best comebacks of the season. The Cats trailed the Bulldogs by 36 points after a goalless first term, but claimed an 11-point victory. Coach Chris Scott says it was just one of those nights for Zach Tui, copping a couple of hits to the ribs and an elbow that left him with a cut above his eye.
He's a warrior. You know, he played a million games in a row to start off his career. He, you know, laboured through a knee problem for us last year. And he's got a great capacity to play sore.
Audi, the car you've always wanted, now comes with the excuse you've always needed. Contact Audi Solitaire today. LMCT 65541.
Sunny skies today and warming up to 25 degrees. Tomorrow, though, showers with a possible early storm and a top of 16. And you can get Triple M everywhere. Listen on the radio, your desktop, or download the app to catch up with your favourite shows. 104.7 Triple M.
There's a new name in DIY. And this weekend, the coffees are on us.
Instead of another ad that'll help another business, here's one that will help yours. We know business is tough right now, which is why this radio station and every other station in the country wants to help you get word out that you're open for business. And with 95% of all Australians tuning in each week, radio's alive with new customers at a time you need them most. For reach that gets results, visit radioalive.com.au.
Triple M's Dead Set Legends, Bernie Vince.
Get the handle off the Vince, Bernie!
Andrew Jarman.
Jarman socking it on the ground.
Oh! And Greg Blewett.
And that is Blewett's 100.
Bernie, Bluey and Jars, the Dead Set Legends. Find them smiling every Saturday morning from 9 for CMI Toyota. And find the all-new Hilux at one of CMI Toyota's three big locations today.
Yes, good morning, everyone. Welcome to Dead Set Legends. What about this weather? 25 degrees today. Ooh. Spring is here, everyone.
Yes.
Oh, this is brilliant weather. So enjoy it while it lasts. I think there's a little bit of weather coming in towards the start of next week. But what a beautiful Saturday we've got. And talking about beautiful.
Oh, wow.
Good morning, Jazz.
Good morning, Adelaide. Good morning, Greg. You're a weatherman all of a sudden,
eh? I love my weather.
Well, you just want to focus on the weather, do you?
No, I don't. We've got a big show coming up.
But it is a beautiful
day.
At
the moment, it is...
Yes.
Well, the last 3 or 4 days have been beautiful, haven't
Glorious.
They? And the flowers are starting to come out. The grass is growing again.
Oh.
So you're green finger now, eh?
This is what happens when the sun's out. You feel a bit better about yourself.
You do, absolutely.
Bit of vitamin D
yes.
on the skin.
Yeah. You
Lovely.
Don't need any vitamin D, though, do you?
Well, you do.
Yeah,
I might get into that a little
when
bit
you're from
later,
Scotland,
actually.
When you're from
oh,
Scotland.
Again.
Right.
What does Maz call you?
William. William Wallace.
William Wallace.
After dark. So, we're good to be here. Looking forward to the next 2.5 hours. We're on to 11:30, aren't we?
Yes,
yeah, okay,
we
good.
Are.
No,
because we've had a couple of DSL marathons, haven't we? 3.5 hour shows. And,
so, all right, so, let's get underway, eh?
Yeah, we've got a big show coming up, Jars. We've got, big game today, Port Swans. I love the look of Port. They've made some changes, gone young again.
Quick. Well, another strong message from Kenny. Play well, you stay in the side. If you don't play well, you're out. Because they've got some, you know, serious depth. You know, you've got to remember, you've got to bring in Houston and Laddams at some stage.
Mm.
Five changes against the Jekyll and Hyde of the Sydney Swans today. So a big test for the boys, and they've got to make a statement.
They got a lot of their young guns back in. I love the way Kenny's handling the media too. I just love his messaging.
Really?
Yeah,
how's he handling the media?
Well, he's just saying good stuff. I love it.
Well,
straight to the point.
Yeah.
You know, when the stuff hit the fan last week, he's going, nah, our team's fine, even though those blokes will go out of the
side.
He's
been very good this year.
Going very well, Port.
Right.
Dead Set Legends voicemail, Bernie's beef. We're going to get Bernie on. Now, this is your idea.
No.
That's coming up in the second hour.
Oh, here we go.
It is.
Well, hang on.
I know that you boys are up to something. So I'm ready.
I'm not up
Don't
to
worry.
Anything, mate. I'm not up to anything. I'm here to just do my role, play my role. Get on with it. And Channel 7 and Cricket Australia.
Yes. Big news.
In turmoil.
Big news.
In turmoil.
So we'll cover that. So we've got some cricket news. Now, Carl Viet is on again.
Yes, he
is. For the 105th time.
No, he's not.
In the last 4 weeks.
Don't whack my mate.
I'm not whacking you.
I wish I'd hurry up and announce him as the new coach of the Adelaide United Football
Club.
We'll ask him about that, won't we?
And a couple of changes already possibly at the Crows going forward. We'll discuss that next, Jazz. So here we go. 2.5 hours, Dead Set Legends.
Okay. Yes, for the cheeky Greek Henley. Jarman, stop playing around with my notes. For CMI Toyota, the all-new Hilux is an absolute beauty. It's available now at CMI Toyota's three big locations. Get in, have a look. It's Dead Set Legends, Triple M. CMI Toyota. With the all-new Hilux available now at their three big locations, it's Triple M's Dead Set Legends with Bernie, Bluey and Jars. Cracking day. We've already got 19 degrees at Elizabeth Oval and heading for a top of 25.
25 today. Mm. Now, Jars, let's talk Crows because we know they're in a rebuild. There's been significant turnover in their list already and it's starting to happen again, isn't it? Going into, well, there's a couple of rounds to go this season, then finals. But already the Crows, we know, have had a bit of a shock, haven't won a game so far this season. But Rory Atkins has already said, I'm out.
Yeah.
Has he said it or has the club said it?
I think Rory would have said that, absolutely. Because, and I'm not surprised he's come out and said that. I think it's good for him being up honest and up front towards the football club. He told his players, his teammates, he told his coaching staff. So I applaud that. I think it's fantastic. I think we're going to see more and more AFL players going down that line. There's still four rounds remaining, isn't there? Four rounds to go, and he's come out early. And look, he's going back to Melbourne because that's obviously where he lives, and there is some sort of talk that there is already some sort of contract on the table. Now, I don't know if that's true or not, but he may have a club already to go to if the two clubs can do a deal. He's one of many that'll be leaving that football club. And a mate of mine rang me yesterday about this same issue with Roy. Does Nixie play him for the rest of the four remaining games? It's a good question, isn't it? Well, if they're playing finals, does he stay in the side?
Rory Atkins?
Yeah.
Well, they've already said he's not. He's done. He's done. He's severed basically all ties with the club. So, yep, he's gone. But Adam Kelly, of course, the Crows footy boss, said this about Atkins leaving.
Yeah, Rory came to us and explained he wanted to explore his free agency opportunities. In talking through that, Rory expressed that he'd like to be able to talk to his teammates, which he did yesterday. He did that out of respect for the footy club. He's obviously been a really good servant of the club. He's had 8 years here. He's played 101 games, and he wanted to let us know that's what he was going to be doing. We're encouraging open and honest conversations within the footy department. He had that with us, and we respect that, and that's why we've arrived where we are today.
So there you go. It's never much fun, isn't it, when you're losing players, but that's just the way it is.
Well, they're just a barcode, mate. They're all barcodes. That's all we are.
Mm.
You're a barcode at a footy club. Don't be surprised, and obviously the Brad Crouch situation is going to come up shortly. Bryce Gibbs is meeting with the footy club next week. So hopefully they'll get that sorted, pay him out or negotiate. But he's done. He'll move on. Riley Knight's another one that'll be looking for a new club. These are the guys that I've just started. I think Matt Crouch, I don't know, 50-50. This is just my opinion, looking at the list. What else have we got? Jake Kelly, I think they'll move him on. I think he's been struggling. Pajolki, I think he needs to look for a new club, to be quite honest with you. What else we got? Paul Seisman, I think he's gone backwards since he's arrived here at Adelaide Footy Club. So players want to go to a club where they're going to develop and improve. If you go backwards, you've got to move on. Is that fair?
Yes.
Paul Seisman's is another one. Billy Frampton's gone backwards since he's been here. Look, I don't know if you keep him on board. They've got to go out and find a mature age ruckman to help O'Brien, don't they?
Mm.
Just my opinion. What else?
And the list size is coming down, isn't it?
Yeah, Patrick Wilson, they'll delist him. What else here? Ace Taylor, don't know much about him, hasn't had much of an opportunity. Then there's that young Kieran Strawn, the other ruckman, delist him, age 24, been in the system. So they're going to, like you said, it's going to be some big clean out coming. And then players like Rory Laird and Brodie Smith, still contracted to end of next year, wonderful players, don't get me wrong, but then they'll be having discussions about where it's all going. Because we want to play finals. We need to get a grand final under our belt before we retire. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Rory Laird's 26, Brodie Smith's 28.
I want to talk to you more about Bryce Gibbs' situation. Just before we do that, I want to hear again from Adam Kelly
on why Rory made that decision when he did yesterday.
There's a few things there, really. Like, yeah, he must have a degree of confidence there in the free agency market that he's going to get the type of deal that he's after. He hasn't been in our side since round nine. And there's no second-tier footy to play at the moment. And when you think about the impact of COVID as well, and, you know, he's living inside of the football bubble or under the COVID protocols, you know, we now get an opportunity where we can release him from his obligations and he can move on and explore his opportunities. At the end of the day, you know, what Rory was seeking and what the club was able to offer him were too far apart, and he's decided to explore his opportunities elsewhere.
So there you go. You're confident he'll get another club.
Who's that?
Aren't you? Rory Atkins.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm not so confident, actually.
So why would he, if he hasn't already got a deal in place and the two clubs have some sort of, you know, have come up with some sort of agreement,
why would he pull the pin now if he hasn't got a club to go to?
Because the exact conversation that's happened.
He's 26 years old. Yeah. He's got plenty of football left in him.
Okay.
He's played 100 games. You reckon
he's not getting, he's finished in AFL footy? Yeah, I do. He's not getting a game in the worst side in the comp.
But you don't know that. He might go into another side and thrive under that environment, under that coach. You don't know. You can't write him off now.
So you reckon that's it?
He's played 101 AFL games and he's out the door. He's out of contract. He's done. At 26 years old.
I'd be surprised if another club picked him up.
You'll be surprised.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Honestly.
Now, Bryce Gibbs. What are they going to do with Bryce Gibbs? 1 year left on a fairly substantial contract.
Yes.
It's
been disastrous, this, hasn't it? I feel for Bryce. The Adelaide Footy Club obviously got their reasons why.
It's pretty clear.
I know some of his teammates aren't happy about it. It's all what's happened to him, but...
It's pretty clear what we're hearing from Nixie that he's not going to play another game.
What do they do with his contract?
They've
got to negotiate a payout, don't they? And then Bryce has got to make a decision. Does he try and find another club? Does he move his family again interstate? Mm. You know, there are all those big decisions that, it affects everyone, doesn't it?
So how would a payout work? I've been in a similar situation.
So how was it?
I said, they basically said, look, you're not going to play another game. Doesn't matter how many runs you make.
Is that the sacker?
This is the sacker.
Yeah.
And I had had at least a year to go on my contract. And I said, well, you have to honour my contract.
Yeah.
And they said, well, you can come and train and hang around with the players. And I said, I'll do that.
Yep.
And then it got to a stage where they paid me out in full.
In full.
We're not talking about $600,000 or $700,000. Yeah. Mm. Nowhere near that amount. So it'll be interesting to see how that...
The Crows are paying already some wages with other players at other clubs. You can't keep doing that.
They'll
have to find some sort of, middle ground and then both parties will be happy and move on.
Yep.
Triple Ebb's Dead Set Legends with Bernie, Bluey and Jars for CMI Toyota. The all-new Hilux available now at their three big locations. 2.8-litre engine tow up to 3.5 tonne. Triple M. Triple M. Dead Set Legends with Bernie, Bluey and Jars for CMI Toyota. The all-new Hilux is available now at their three big locations, gentlemen.
Now, Jars, did you play golf on Monday?
Yes, I did, down at Grange with Maddie from and one of our sales team. Yeah,
right.
Maddie, yeah.
And in a hoodie. Did you wear a hoodie?
Oh, God. Don't tell me.
If we have a look at the footage, you clearly are.
Hey.
So clearly wearing a hoodie.
That's you on the
Excuse me. I had a Lululemon golf top
on.
My golf pants on. Is hoodies no laddie?
I think they are allowed.
Good.
Righto.
But anyway, you would have been proud of my dress code. I was absolutely...
Lululemon.
I looked sharp as.
Golf strides, unbelievable.
Yeah, but I was... Yeah, and who snitched on me down there? One of the boys in the shop.
Bernie.
Oh, wow. Don't roll too quick, Bluey.
Bernie was straight onto me saying, Jars is playing golf today in a hoodie.
He didn't tell me that.
Mm. Okay. Anyway, now, last week,
yes,
I ventured out to watch you play football.
Yes, you did. You
Andrew
came down to your turf.
Stop it. Down at my local.
Walkerville Footy Club.
Taking on the Mighty Cats.
Yep.
Now, who are you playing for?
Morfettville
Footy
Club. Okay. Under Tony McGuinness. Fred.
Our condolences.
All right. How do you reckon you went last week?
Oh, look, I just...
just chugged along.
At ripe old age of 54,
yeah,
mind you.
Yeah, loving it. Loving it. I love helping the laddies out.
Of course, you got towed up by the mighty cats.
Yeah, we did. But really proud of the laddies. But you know what? It's just great to be out there running around. I'm still competitive. And if you ever lose that edge, as you know, don't play.
Yeah.
And if I'm getting in the way, then I won't play. But, you know, when you get
Well, it's hard. Sad. It's hard. Funny you say that, because it's hard for you to get in anyone's way when you're just standing on your own on the footy field.
Now, that's
what I noticed last week, Jars. That you were pretty much just, I would describe it as unaccountable football. Because you didn't have anyone on you and you weren't on anyone else.
I was playing as the plus one.
In defence?
Yes.
Right. Okay.
So if you knew our tactics and knew what we're up to, that's what I was doing to try and assist our defence to help them out.
Okay.
You were standing on the hill trying to big note yourself. Which you were. Big note yourself amongst the Walkerville fans.
I was trying to be very low key. And as soon as I get
there. Four-year-old ran onto the oval while the game was on.
Five-year-old, Sam.
Whose son is that?
He was mine.
Right. While you were chatting with the mums and having a coffee and big noting yourself.
He was chasing a pigeon.
He was chasing while the whole game was on. This little five-year-old ran onto the oval.
Poor parenting.
And if Catherine found out, mate, never again.
I was actually using Sam as the runner to get out to you and say, mate, you pick someone up. Stop standing on your own. Now, listen. You talk about tactics. Was one of those tactics to kick it straight to the opposition on one of the kickouts?
Hang on. I was taking the kick-ins because that was my role. Mm-hmm. I'm only doing what the coach tells me.
Mm-hmm.
And as I was about to kick the ball to one of my teammates,
someone
who was half asleep.
Someone put you off, I
just hit the sprinkler system in the goal square, and I just... That would have been the rare moment. That was only the rare...
Well, I missed that. When I walked around, someone said, hey, Bluey, did you see Jars kick it straight to the oppo customer goal? But one of the other funny things... I was down there with Sam, so we got him a sausage roll with sauce, and he's sitting there, and he goes, Dad, why are we here?
Right.
And I said, well, I'm here to watch one of my friends play football. He goes, well, which one is he?
Yes.
And I went, well, see that pasty athlete. Now, I didn't mention your weight.
He didn't say it, did he?
See the pasty guy over there with no hair, and he's got the long sleeves
on, socks wearing up.
Number 55.
It should be 54. Yep.
And then you came a little bit closer, and he goes, I can see him.
Yeah.
The one who looks like Butterbean.
Triple M's Dead Set Legend. Now, for obvious reasons, Jars is not allowed to test drive the all-new Hilux for obvious reasons.
Get stuck, you flog!
But we highly recommend that you go down and do that at CMY Toyota's three big locations. The all-new Hilux 2.8-litre upgraded engine. That can pull 3.5 tonnes. That could pull this show.
Yeah, it could too. Great people. Great South Australian company.
Yes.
Family-owned, family-operated. Look after their South Australian staff, and we're catching up with them next week.
Go and say hello on Tuesday, aren't we?
Yes, sir. Catch up with Adam and all the staff.
So we'll be able to check out the new Hilux in the showroom there.
Yes.
I'm going to get in and,
why don't we sit in it and have a little drive around?
Let's do it.
Yeah. I'll grab the keys.
I'll drive.
Okay. I'll sit in the baby seat then.
CMY Toyota have just gone pale at that news. The all-new Hilux now available at their three big locations. Thank you so much, CMY. You are family to us here at Triple M. It's Dead Set Legends with Bernie, Bluey and Jars. Triple M's Dead Set Legends for CMY Toyota. You can text us anytime, 04-885-1047 for Automasters. And we have got more tickets to go and see Gleeso. Double pass to go and see him at the Gov, which is Sundays 3 p.m. And also Anderson Hill Wine and Swell Beer ready to go. In the meantime, it's time for the longest unsponsored segment in Triple M history.
At home with the legend.
Like to delve on how things went in the household during the week. Greg Blort, we'll start with you. How was it?
I was very good during the week, Jars. I was very good.
No, seriously.
A couple of things. Right. It's a bit of a two-prong at home with the legends because a couple of things got my attention during the week, Jars. Mm. Now, one is compression tights. Okay. You know the boys, the younger yes. brigade.
Yep.
And I wore them as well.
It's good
when
for
I was
recovery.
Beautiful. And yep. keeps you warm during those sort of colder days. But yep. the younger generation, Jars, mm-hmm. and I'm around the younger generation still. Not mm. sure about you.
No, yes, well, I'm still playing with some young lads.
Yes.
So I'm around them as well.
And you watch the AFL boys training during the week and that. And they wear those compression tights
right.
without anything over them.
No.
Which is a bit of a no-no for
so
me, Jars.
What's the issue with it?
Well, because you're a guy, so you can, you know, and if there's nothing hanging
so
over
their plums
the
are bulging, what do we do?
Exactly.
You reckon it's
you reckon it's a good look.
A lot of the lads down.
Just put
Morphe
a pair
Park
of shorts over the top of them.
No. You just put those compression pants on.
No,
perfect, beautiful.
No.
Everything's tucked in. Everything's nice.
There's too
it's
much
for
Matt
recovery.
Shervington going on there
that's obviously why you've cracked the irrits.
Well, I just think
you're out of place.
I don't want to see the plums and the whatever you want to call
you're
it.
You're out of place.
I don't want to see it.
I'd rather crack the irrits than crack. Anyway.
Anyway, just which sort of
all right, so where
segues
we going with this?
Me into the next sort of thing.
Here we go.
So, now, it happened last night. Okay. So, for dinner, very plain old dinner last night. Ooh. Sausages and sausages.
You're whacking Catherine again.
Well, yeah. So we had sausages and salad last night.
What's
very
wrong
basic.
With that? At least
no,
she made
okay.
effort. At least she protein. Put something
but
on the table.
If it didn't happen last night, I would have forgotten about it because it's been happening, obviously, ever since I met her.
Oh, no.
She peels her sausages.
What?
She peels them.
So Catherine peels the snaggers?
Yes. So
she takes
we've
the skin
got
off
these
the snaggers.
Beautiful organic sausages
yeah.
that cost an absolute fortune.
Yes, they do.
And I look over and she's got like a pile of skin. And she's... Who do you know anyone in the world who peels their sausages? Jars.
I don't.
No.
I can't defend this.
Right, so that's my whack because she's
Catherine.
Just little things like that, you know, you just...
Catherine.
And I'm going...
Nothing
nice,
better,
nice music in
nothing
there.
Better than having a snagger.
And you just rip in.
And you rip in with a bit of the old sauce.
Put it into the sauce.
Bit of onion, bit of mustard.
A little bit of bread.
Yep.
A little bit of salad.
So if you took Catherine and the boys down at the Bunnings and she wanted a snagger, she'd ask... Can you just peel?
Well,
can you peel my
she'd
snagger,
sort of
please?
Like get a plate and sort of do
she'd
her own
take
peeling.
It off.
Yeah. So she's
no,
a sausage peeler.
Is that while has it been just cooked or is it before she cooks it?
No, after it's been cooked.
Oh no, mm. Catherine.
So, she's a sausage peeler, Jazz. Hmm. Right, there you go.
If you want more tips on circumcising a snag, then please follow Greg Blewett online. It's Dead Set Legends.
Dead Set Legends, Bernie, Bluey and Jars present AFL Newsbreaker. What up, JC? Jay Clark.
Yeah, good friend of ours on the Dead Set Legends. Good morning to you, Jay.
Great to be with you, man. How are we?
Now, Joe Danaher had a lovely game against Hawthorn the other day. Oops. Here at Adelaide Oval. Lit the place up in that second half. What's he up to?
Outstanding, won the 3 goals in that win over the Hawks. Look, wind the clock back 11 months, fellas, and he was 100-1 to stay at the Essendon Football Club. He was already mentally checked out and on his way to another club. But it's fair to say key officials at the Bombers are becoming more confident that Joe Danaher will stay at the club. We know Sydney's interested, Brisbane as well. Keep an eye on Geelong for a bit more assistance for Tommy Hawkins out of the goal square. But the great news for Essendon fans is that the free agent is really open to staying at Tullamarine, and his manager, Nigel Carmody, has been talking with Essendon list manager, Agent Dodoro, about that scenario, what it could possibly look like. He certainly needs to stay on the park, and let's hope he doesn't break down again. But if he's out there enjoying his football, I tell you what, Essendon fans, he has some chance, an increased chance to stay. But I did speak to John Worsfold yesterday, Jars. He gave me a call, and he said, can you tell Jarman to stick his nose out of our selection matters. Now, I heard you're quite critical of the decision
cool.
to play Joey Danaher.
Yeah. No, good
and
call.
They reckon you can just shove it, basically, because he was outstanding.
He was, and I got that wrong, and I actually sent a text to Bernie Vince to apologise. We both got that wrong. Let's just say if he goes. Say if he says, look, I need a new environment, new coach.
Yep.
Where does he go?
Yeah, well, the... The best option, quite clearly, is Jeremy Cameron. All sources indicate he's happy up there at GWS, going to stay. So then we look at Ben Brown. If they can get Ben Brown for a second-round pick and sort of about 500, 600, he's probably on seat 1A of that plane. If not, Peter Wright at Gold Coast, you could get him pretty cheaply. He's going to be leaving Gold Coast. He's a ruck forward. Does he want a ruck? But he's probably the best options. They did have the chance to go for your man, Mitchie Georgiades, didn't they? Because if they could have... got, say, pick 5 or pick 9 from Sydney for Danaher last year, well, then they would have been, and he could have got Georgiades, and that would have been absolutely perfect for the Bombers. And although Raisio Fantasia still has an interest in going back to Adelaide, I don't think Port Adelaide be letting Georgiades go. He looks outstanding. But they will be keen on an inside midfielder, Essendon, Lukey Dunstan, maybe Jack Graham at Richmond. Even your man, Brad Crouch, from Adelaide, is on the radar. So they will be making some moves, clearly, whether Danaher stays or goes, the Bombers.
All right. Now, Jono Patton, a couple of injuries. He looks all at sea this year, I've got to say. At the Hawks, copped, I think it was a calf the other day. And Dylan Grimes, some good news, really, in regards to his hamstring injury.
Yeah, you're all over it, Bluey. Fair to say Jono Patton has had a torrid first year at the Hawks. I think only 3 goals in his 6 games. There is some good news on that front. It's not his Achilles. It's a calf muscle. And Hawthorn footy boss Graham Wright saying there's some chance he could play again this season. You'd think they'd be pretty reluctant and pretty cautious with him, but there is some chance he could play maybe one game before the season finishes. And Dylan Grimes also not a serious hamstring, so maybe a couple of weeks on the sidelines from him. Nathan Broad comes in for him, you would think. They're missing David Asprey, so they are a couple of pieces out of that backline, Richmond, and have leaked some goals in recent weeks, it's fair to say. But that's another obstacle Damien Hardwick will have to do a jump over without Dylan Grimes for the next couple of weeks.
Now, we've been all over the Rory Atkins story today. Where do you think he'll get to somewhere else?
I think the deal's already been done, boys. I think they made the announcement. I reckon he has already got a club lined up. Yep. I don't think it is Hawthorn, but I think there is another club in Melbourne. Now, I need to do some more sniffing around this, but I think he has already made a choice on where he will play next season. Beyond a wing, I really like him. I think he's a good ball user, and I think there's some chance of be playing his footy in Melbourne next year.
Well, his manager did say there's a 3-year deal on the table. So it could be a North Melbourne, surely, if they're going to
offload Polak.
Well,
they're not happy with Polak.
Absolutely.
All right, mate, just one more before we let you go. Trade talk starting to heat up. What are you hearing around the change rooms?
Nakia Cockatoo is a really interesting one. So he's a bloke who hasn't played for a couple of years. Played 2 games in 2018. Brisbane are sniffing around him, as well as your man Charlie Dixon. They've put some big bucks on the table for him.
Yep.
But Nakia Cockatoo, we know he's had a torrid injury history. He's had soft tissue problems and a knee. He's out of contract this year. He's an electrifying, big-bodied midfielder with speed. And if you can get the best out of him, club's currently weighing up just how sound his body is. Brisbane was able to turn around Lincoln McCarthy, of course, and his mate Nakia Cockatoo two might be next on their menu. So just keep an eye on him, boys.
Hey, good stuff. Good stuff, Jay, and have a good weekend, and we'll see you next week.
Take it easy, boys.
Jay Clark, thank you very much, sir. And he's Dead Set Legends next, for no reason at all, and according to Jars, to definitely not stitch Greg Blew It Up, Bernie Vince joins us on the show. There is no notes on here at all other than just Bernie Vince.
Something's brewing.
No, it's not. We're going to find out in 3 minutes. Rubbish! Triple M's Dead Set Legends. Triple M's Dead Set Legends with Bernie, Bluey and Jars. Now, very soon we're going to be checking the overnight scoreboard, seeing what messages have been left on the DSL voicemail and the stoush between Channel 7 and Cricket Australia. In the meantime, a regular on the show, he's even part of you 5 days a week on the show, Jars. He has commissioned his own intro. So, Bern, if you don't want to sit back, just hang in there, mate. And I like this because it's not indulgent.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the main event.
It's not done.
Let's get ready to rumble.
It's still not over. Y'all ready? For Vince.
How good was that?
Hello, buddy.
Hello.
Hello, Burn.
Mate, I just wanted to say hello because I've missed you. Why are you doing the show?
Well, you know, I've got to give you two a little bit of limelight every now and then. And there you go on your own, I know. Yes. But, you know, you've been going well. I was just a little bit concerned about that sausage chat before, though.
Yes.
What's going on, Blue?
Where it was going.
Just to explain what Catherine does with your sausages.
Yeah, she peels her sausages. Burn?
Not good.
Hey.
I feel like that's your fault for not making a stand early enough in that relationship.
She was already doing it before. Hey, what about the other thing, Burn? Were you, I mentioned the compression strips that the boys use without the shorts over the top of the compression tights. What did you used to do?
I never really wore compressions. I reckon it's a bit of a myth, but a few of the boys mixed it up. Some like their tackle out, some like to cover it up. What are you, Blue?
No, cover it up. Keep them guessing. Keep them guessing.
Compression pants. I wear them all the time. Well, what are you complaining about them for? They're good for the recovery.
Are they? Well, what do they do, Jazz?
They're good for your recovery, anyway.
Now get on with it, because I know there's something coming.
He thinks we're going to attack him like two vicious dogs.
Like we normally do.
We're not, Blue. We're not.
Honestly, we got nothing.
In fact,
on
I'm going to get around you. I thought you were very good Thursday night on the boundary. Very good. Had a lot of fun.
Yeah,
you actually brought a bit of humour as well. So don't be afraid to keep bringing a bit
unusual.
Of that.
That's unusual.
Yeah, very unusual for you. How you been? Has he been funny today, Jazz? Or
just normal, boring bullshit. No, he's been good. He's a good lad. He's getting a bit excited about today's game. Port Adelaide on Sydney. Yes. Now, what do you expect from Port Adelaide? Kenny, five changes. Four, he's dumped. Got some good quality coming back into the side. So he's sending a message to his playing group. Play well or you don't stay on the side.
Yeah, Port not playing at their best currently at the moment, but you don't have to be if you're winning. They've still been able to manage the wins and sit at the top of the table. But, yeah, some interesting changes. I like Todd Marshall coming back in. Just to give Big Chuck Dixon a bit of help up there, because you've seen when he hasn't got help and he's been tied down, Port Adelaide it's just choked all their scoring. So bringing him in is good, and I love Connor Rosie obviously coming back in, and Xavier Dersma comes in. So they can all hit the scoreboard, those guys coming in. I'm a bit worried about where Stephen Motlop's future lies now, and I heard you spoke to me about that. The thing is with him, I feel like Xavier Dersma, Connor Rosie, Zach Butters, all these guys have gone ahead of him, and they're all a lot younger. So, I mean, their upside is a lot bigger now than Stephen Motlop's, and he's been out of the side a few times. He's hardly played this year, and I just fear for where he's at as a footballer.
They've got a very good look about them, Port, this afternoon, Burn, so looking forward to that one. Now, Burn, I just want to chat to you about Jars. Let's get back to Jars.
Okay, all right. I like it.
Because you sent me a distressing video on Monday afternoon, old pasty boy playing down at Grange, private golf course, wearing a hoodie.
You snitched on me.
I sent that to him. Just to have a look at your technique to see if I was missing anything. Okay? Because Louis my coach.
Yeah.
So, you just always go, you know, when you're coaching Jazz, you always look towards your mentor who coached you.
Yeah, yeah.
And the first, I was more looking at your technique. Yeah. The first thing he brought up is, what the hell is he wearing? He's wearing a hoodie. You're not allowed to wear hoodies on golf courses.
Yes, you can. No. The boys were happy with my attire. I had my Lululemon gear on. I looked very sharp for the first time because of you guys.
Yeah, but you look sharp until you got to your head. So not just your head. Not your head. Not your actual head. That hoodie.
No, you just meant the bonds. The pasty bonds.
I didn't mean it like that.
Before we let you go, what do you got? Some multis on for the family? What do you got?
Yes, got a multi for today, Jazz. This will be straight up on the Twitter family. I've got multi these two together. Eagle Farm, race 3, number 9, Kisikano. That just wins. That's paying just under $2 at the moment. Warwick Nabil, race 1, number 3, the great one. Put them two together, Jazz. You get about $4 this morning, but they're coming in, so get on quick. And if you're after just a couple of wins on their own, Eagle Farm Race 1, number 1, Fisticuffs, paying about $3.70 at the moment. And also Kembla Grange, Race 2, number 13, Blaze 7, paying $4.60, Jars.
Beautiful.
I tell you what, gamble responsibly, but the more you put on, the more you win.
See you on Monday, mate. Look forward to it.
Good on you, Boone. Thanks, mate. Hey,
keep those bloody things on the sausages. Don't peel them off. They're healthy. They're good for you. The outside, the skin's good for you.
Exactly.
Like a pumpkin. Eat that skin too.
I'll pass it on. Thanks, Boone. Now, you're with him 5 days a week, mate. You had to get him on for six in a row.
I miss him too.
We love him.
No, he doesn't love you.
Yes, he does.
Burn, do you love them?
Oh, he's still there.
Questionable.
And there it is.
Blewett slipped. He's done that a couple of times now.
Ian Chappell there. You love Ciappelli, don't you? I love Ciappelli too.
I love you
Greg
too.
Chappell.
Any of you South Australians that played for our country, we love. And I can't believe you haven't got a statue down there with Dizzy and Bull.
No.
Well, you should.
Because they are proper legends.
And so are you. Now, what's going on with your
cricket?
Now,
mate, it's all kicking off, isn't it? Channel 7 boss James Warburton has threatened to walk away from a six-year deal. They're currently two years into that deal, threatened to pull out of cricket. So, he's got problems with Cricket Australia in terms of what they're trying to put together for the summer. Now, obviously, it's very tough with what's going on with COVID. The AFL have found that. Yep. But they've also found a way to make it work. And what the AFL have also done with Foxtel and Channel 7 is decrease their amount of money that they're taking from their broadcasters, haven't they? Well, whereas Cricket Australia at the moment are standing firm. They're saying, we will deliver a certain amount of games, so you pay us what you signed to do.
Yep, yep.
But the problem with Channel 7 is they're saying that there's not going to be any decent players that are going to actually be playing Big Bash. Well, not any decent, but the higher profile players, because the higher profile players are going to be playing for Australia, and the amount of players that need to be in this hub or in this bubble, biosecurity bubble, will not be allowed to play.
So the issues with the Big Bash program.
With the Big Bash program primarily.
How many internationals can play per side in the Big Bash? Is it two?
It's two.
Will it be increased?
No.
Well, it should be.
So he's threatened to walk away from $450 million.
If he does. If he says that's it, what does that mean for Cricket Australia?
What does that mean? Well, they won't get a lot of money. They will not get a lot of money unless, and then they may be able to renegotiate with other networks, of course. But he has basically roasted Cricket Australia. He's called the administration a train wreck, a stumbling, bumbling, incompetent administration.
Is he right?
Well, I don't know.
You've got an interim CEO.
So he's obviously frustrated with how negotiations are going. He's also, commented that he said that eight of the Big Bash top 10 run scorers of all time would not be available, and nine out of the top 10 wicket taking bowlers will not be available either for the Big Bash.
So Cricket Australia are saying we will put the product on, but
Channel 7 are saying, well, it's not the product that we signed up for. Peter Layler, who's one of the chief cricket writers in Australia, tweeted yesterday, this is massive news. I feel like it's a little bit of huff and puff at the moment. And I work for Channel 7 and, want to do my cricket commentary throughout the summer. Hope that it is. But stay tuned. I mean, this will unfold over the next week or so. So the schedule is due to come out any day, but we've been waiting. I mean, the same thing with Redbacks. We're trying to prepare our guys for a season. We don't know what the season looks like. So
I'm led to believe you may start Shield cricket in October.
Early October, hearing around about October 10 for four Shield games played here. So there'll be a hub here in Adelaide. So it looks like there'll be Shield cricket before the first test that India
comes
out.
So all the other states have to come here.
They'll all come here.
Brilliant.
So Cricket New South Wales, Cricket Victoria have to get out I think they have to be here by maybe September 23, something like that. Do their 2 weeks quarantine, and then get ready for the four Shield games.
I see the Karen Rolton Oval has got brand new light towers.
Yes, they went up during the week.
Night cricket?
Yeah, eventually.
No, but that's what I mean.
It's not for daytime cricket.
No, but if you got.
What do you reckon it's for?
Well, no, because it'd be night football as well. But I'm just saying, if it's good enough for
it's
night for cricket,
it's yeah.
Is it purely just for the cricketers or the football?
Bit of both.
Oh, okay.
Bit of both. But it's
because it's a beautiful venue down there.
The lights are for stuff to be played at
okay,
night.
Okay. Yeah. I was just asking the question. All right. Stay tuned.
If you know when lights are used, give us a text.
0488851047. Don't start me.
For CMI Toyota.
You can all get stuck.
So
what's happened?
So we've had a bit on this week, gentlemen. Yes. A lot of football's back. So sometimes we're here, sometimes we're not. So people can get in touch with us a number of ways. But if they can't get us on the text or 133353, just leave a message.
Yeah, nice.
Just leave a message.
And we've got a few?
No, we've got a few. Let's have a look.
You have 9 new messages.
Hello, it's Yater. I can't find my keys. I've asked 134 games for the Adelaide Crows rep Biglands. He has no idea. Triple M's Chris Dipmar with him. I've checked my front pocket. Can't find him. The back pocket. I've looked in the commentary box. Still trying to get something found here. Here they are in the bowl on the kitchen bench. And I'll be embarrassed for the rest of the day.
Greg, it's Ian here, mate. You wanted us to call you as soon as we found out the problem. Look, we've had a look, and the main issue here seems to be a bend in the shaft. Clearly, it's taken a nasty knock against the bag, mate. So, on Monday, just book into the day-night surgery, mate. We'll fix that up. We'll get you some painkillers, too. Thanks, Greg.
Hey, Jars, it's Tex. Thanks for my present for the 200th, mate. I thought you knew I already had a copy of Jarman Magic, but this one's signed to Source. It says, congrats on your first game, legend. So,
Oh, hey, it's Johnny from Promotions. Bernie, you're not allowed to take any wine bottles there for the clients, so can you bring back those 3 boxes, please, mate? So, thanks, guys.
Jars, you don't need to pick me up. Sal is dropping me off at the game. I'm just bottling up the rest of this chutney and I'll be on my way.
Yeah, Bernie, just going over this invoice, mate. It's Jeff. So needed a new brake line, a little bit of a dig in the steering column that had to be fixed up, 2 new tyres, a bit of bog needed in the back, plus a few headlights, mate. That's the last time you are ever renting a golf cart from this club.
Louis, Fitzy here, mate, head of Triple M. Just wanted to call up and say how much I love you on the boundary during our footy calls, mate. Yeah. Not f***ing much.
G'day, Jars. Betty Nix here. Can you stop coming to training? You're not on the team.
Jars, there is no one here, and the ground is in terrible condition. Fair income. Come down here. I'm halfway through my thermos and saying...
G'day, Bernd. Darren here from Eastside Tattoos, mate. We've had to bump your appointment. We're sorry, mate. We're just flat out, but we'll fit you in soon. And also, just confirming you still wanted the York Peninsula postcode across your abs, mate. Just let us know, all right? Cheers.
Jarman, Brayshaw, you are so fat. It's been that long since you've seen your toes. They've been declared legally dead. You're fat. There's no game down here today. I've spent the last hour sitting at the old La Cornu site. Fuck.
There are no more messages.
You got beef with me.
It's time for Bernie's Brief. For country living homes, anything from transportable and lightweight homes to brick veneer and luxury constructions.
Well, it's a beautiful day to do a Burns Beef, and he's up and about. There's a spring in his step. And our boy, Burn, are you ready to launch?
I am. Be careful what you say, bringing me in too, Hato, because don't make me angry before I start, because sometimes I go early.
There it is, family.
Sorry,
there now, it is.
This
okay.
is a serious issue, Jazz.
Okay. Right,
the aged care bungle over there in Victoria. Right. Now, there's been an internal review, and they called a big meeting, all right? Now, meeting, I'm going to read out the title of this meeting so you can take it all in.
Okay, Ben.
It was the COVID-19 Committee Inquiry on the effects of COVID-19 in aged care.
Wow.
So who better to speak to than the Federal Minister for Aged Care, Minister Richard Colbeck.
Richard.
Now, you'd think he'd probably have a fair idea what happens in aged care, wouldn't you, Jazz?
He'd be all over it, Bern.
He would be all, especially having a month's notice to collate all your, everything you've got,
all the data.
Bring it to the meeting, bring the numbers.
That's the boy.
Well, this is the start of this inquiry meeting, federal inquiry meeting, remember?
Yes.
Here it is.
How many residents of aged care facilities funded and regulated by the Australian government have passed away from COVID-19?
I'll just have to look up my latest report, Chair. That might take me a moment.
Oh, dear, Richard.
So he starts fluffing, noodling, fumbling his papers, trying to buy a bit of time, paddling.
Got no idea.
Today, Junior!
You know what I'm going to do? Oh, he goes for 2.5 minutes, so I'm going to save 2.5 minutes of your time.
Yeah.
Eventually, this happens. He calls his assistant.
Put in official help if Minister's not able to. Miss Levin.
Amy Laffin, Acting First Assistant Secretary of the Aged Care Reform and Compliance Division. As at 8 a.m. on the 20th of August, 258 care recipients had passed away.
Yeah.
Minister, you weren't aware of that number?
I was just trying to find my latest SITREP, Chair. It wasn't in the frontline details of those figures. I have got the details, I just couldn't find it. It's a hand, I'm sorry.
He's gone to the same speaking school as our very own Greg Blewett. This is what it reminded me of.
Clean belly, bill of health.
That sounded like the minister trying to find his bloody papers. Now, get organised. You taught me that, Jazz.
Yes, Bern.
But after a poor start, everyone has poor starts, but it's the ability to be able to bounce back with your next question.
Yes.
Minister, how many residents of aged care facilities funded and regulated by the Australian government have COVID-19 today?
Again, Senator, I don't have the report with the actual detail in front of me. I'll have to ask
Minister.
So he hasn't got that either. Oh. And by this stage, I've had enough.
Yes.
The chair's had enough.
Yes.
All the people in the meeting's had enough. So she's got a little bit of feedback for old Mr. Richard Dickie Colbeck.
I mean, you don't know how many people have passed away. You're now telling me you don't know how many people have the infection.
Chair,
you're the Minister for Aged Care. There's a serious...
I'm looking for the report on my IT system.
Oh.
And
But it's not front of mind for you as Minister for Aged Care? I mean, the numbers? I mean, they're pretty important details as we're going through this...
This is embarrassing.
...pandemic and the heartbreaking scenes in Victoria. I'm just struggling to believe that you are not aware of these details.
I'm struggling to believe it as well. He's got one job, this bloke.
Yes.
He's looking for the report, Jars.
Yes, Ben.
He's no excuse.
No.
I tried that back at school. I said I was looking for the thing a number of times. That never got me out of it. But I got an idea for old Dickie Colbeck.
What have you got, Ben?
This is it. This is my idea for him.
Run away and never return.
Piss right off. Just start running. And don't stop.
Run.
Just keep going. Keep running till you hit water. And you know what you do when you hit water, Jazz?
What,
start swimming. And then when you hit land again, if you make it that far and you haven't sunk,
what do you do
start next? Running again. Because that prick's got no job when he comes back.
Oh, no.
I've had enough. It's a serious issue.
It is.
And I do care for anyone out there that's been through this.
Yes.
But I speak on behalf of you.
Yeah.
Piss off, Richard Colbeck.
Yeah. Lovely stuff, Bern. Our thoughts and prayers go out to the families that have lost their loved one. But Richard Dickie. hide.
It's the rush hour.
That's what I want him to do.
Bernie and Jars on the podcast, Part 3, live from 5:30, Triple M. Triple M, Dead Set Legends, Bernie, Bluey and Jars for CMI Toyota. The all-new Hilux is in now, so go for a test drive today from one of their three big locations. Rock, 21 degrees at Adelaide Oval at the moment, gents. Perfect.
Yeah, it's going to be nice down there. A bit of a northerly, Jars, so I reckon kicking to the city end will favour whoever that is, but it's going to be a good game, do you think? Port, almost at full strength.
Port should really do it. Port should make a statement, need to make a statement today. I've said that all morning, against a very average Sydney Swans. But like I said before, they're a Jekyll and Hyde footy side at the moment. And they're in a bit of a rebuild as well, so we've got to put that in perspective. Port LA's backline is stingy as. They are stingy to the inch of their life, led by Tommy Jonas.
Oh, how good has he been?
So Port Adelaide's midfield, and they've got some, obviously, talent. Tommy Rockcliffe, for me, is the smartest midfielder in that side. He's very intelligent the way he uses a football. Lysett's getting some form. Trav Boak's been outstanding with his run and carry. And then you bring in Rosie and Dersma. Speed above the ground. Some real genuine leg speed. Dixon's got some support now with Tommy Marshall, so they'll manage his minutes. Robbie Gray's all class. So for me, it's a very, very good side with some depth and a warning from the senior coach, Kenny, play well, you stay in the side.
Yep.
That's the message.
Absolutely. Burton back in as well, going to play out of a back pocket.
Yeah.
He's a serious athlete.
Oh, he's great ball use.
Frustrating with his soft tissue
injuries, but
that's another big in as well. So if they get him firing... before the finals.
Well, they'll manage his minutes, but he can use the football. That's the key. You know, you got to have good kicks down back, and you got Hartlett and Byrne Jones, who are just running and carrying the ball across the lines in good nick, and both can use the football. So that's why Port Adelaide have been very, you know, that's where they start their attack from their defence.
Now, you know, obviously, a lot more about it than me, but seems to me Ollie Wines is playing some decent footy again as well.
Yeah. Been very good, hasn't he? He's really stepped up, and he looks like he's lost a bit of weight.
Oh, I love his intensity, his intensity.
Well, you
around
see
the
that
ball
ground level, don't you?
Yep.
Yeah, which is good. But
Sydney
Swans,
really
don't underestimate them, because you know they're a proud football club, you know, and they're led, you know, like Luke Parker and Josh Kennedy. They're not the quickest blokes going around, but they've still got some little X factors in there. But they don't score. They don't score goals. They rely on a wee little man called Papley. If he's not kicking his four or five, then they got no hope. But they don't have a key position forward, then kick him five, six goals.
Is that what you reckon Johnny Longmire might do? Make it a real sort of defensive
game?
Try a low scorer?
Yeah. It'd be a Sydney Swans.
Keep them in it.
Yeah, but Port Adelaide, for me, get them on the outside, run, you know, play that high-risk football, which they do.
And that's what I want from you today, Jars, as well. A bit of outside run, all right?
What are
just
you talking
about? Just
don't
stand in the goal
run.
Square and kick the ball
no.
in. I want you sprinting
no.
down the wing, kick have it. A little bounce, and then just
no.
hit your full forward straight on the
no.
chest.
No, 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 no,
no.
No? Not at all. That's not my role. I just play my role.
All right. Good luck.
But, enjoy the game. And, yeah, Port Adelaide fans, they'll be there in force. At what, 10,000?
Yeah, there'll be 10,000. Absolutely.
But it's like 20,000 there, so good calling.
Yep.
Have fun, guys. Thank you so much. You can get the podcast on our free Triple M app.
Triple M's Dead Set Legends. Saturday mornings from 9 for CMI Toyota, South Australia's number one Toyota dealer and the home of 1 hour express while you wait servicing.